But how do you know that he is who he is? He could be anyone, he could be the Grinch. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The Winter Fanboys Podcast, pre-recorded at First Base Studios in the heart of New York City and Denver, Colorado. And welcome back to the Winter Fanboys. I'm Adam.
I'm Ben.
And we are the Winter Fanboys, where we cover the winter failure, who makes the most original Christmas music that no one has ever heard of. And as Ben has said, we think that's a crying shame.
Just a real shame.
Oh, I'm in tears. Anyway, today we are talking about, what has it been?
Santa Fraud.
Ooh, come on, Fraudy Santa. Yeah, Santa Fraud. Ben, I'm going to let you, you know, I just said I'm going to kick this off, but I'm going to let you tell me what is your first impression. You're going to tell me. I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to ask you this, but then you have to, I'm telling you to tell me. So what is your first impression of Santa Fraud?
Well, first off, Adam, I want to say thank you for letting me tell you what my first impression is. I appreciate that. Love to be set free from these chains that you keep me in, where I'm not allowed to say things until you unlock them. So it just feels really good to be free again. So Santa Fraud, first impressions. Man, I'm remiss to be like, I feel like I do this at the beginning of every episode, but I'm like, man, I just like this song a lot. So my first impression is... This song is a brand song, but it's more in the tradition, right? Like, we've been doing this for very long, but it's more in the tradition of Santa Fe to me a little bit. You know, it's a little less of that like warmth to that to the song. And it's also kind of the most maybe introspective that we've kind of seen brand get, or yeah, Santa Fe also has some introspection, which is why I bring it up. And it remains playful. And so I like that a lot about the song. Dave's banjo holding it down in the background, just like having a great time. The banjo baffles me. It's like an instrument that feels like it shouldn't work and should just be like noise, and yet is just so delightful and creates like such a texture and a mood. And
why do you think it shouldn't work? Like, it's the banjo. It's like, not the bagpipes. Like, bagpipes to me are very confusing. But the banjo.
Well, I don't know. That's why it's like, it's odd. Like, there's something about the banjo, like the way it twangs and stuff, that feels like it just shouldn't work as an instrument. And yet it totally does. Like, it feels like I would not expect to enjoy the sound of it. And yet I do. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's just, I felt that while we were listening. I was like, man, I'm really, really enjoying the banjo right now.
Yeah.
Why? Like, what a strange sound. So yeah, I like the song a lot. It feels long, but in a good way. Like, I'm glad it kind of hangs out that long. I feel like it almost has like two different bridges in it, but maybe I'm passing out and,
it,
you know,
it has like two tags, right? So maybe two bridges. Yeah, they're two.
Yeah,
it has two separate moments in it.
Yeah,
I was.
So this is my first thoughts.
Yeah, I was gonna say, why don't we? Because I obviously like the song too. That's not, I'm not gonna say that. It, you know, I'm not. What I was gonna say is that we agree on a few things. So why don't we just touch on, why do you think it feels so long? Because I was gonna say the same thing. So it's not that it feels too long. It doesn't feel too long. It actually feels. Right. I don't know if this is the banjo playing, or maybe if we had more listens to it. I've only listened to it probably two or three times now. It feels like I'm going down a boat. And it's like a long boat ride. It's definitely the banjo is giving me that feel, but I don't know. That's what I was. I was going to say, I wasn't going to say that it's too long or that it feels long. I was actually going to say it feels almost like Lazy River-esque.
Okay.
Like I'm going down.
It kind of hangs out almost.
Yeah. Like the river's flowing, but you're like not really, it's not a race, right?
Yeah. We're just kind of Lazy River.
We're lazy.
We're like slowly cruising around.
I was going to say, it's kind of like the Chinese spy balloon. Just to bring drifting. It to right
this is the
now.
Chinese this is the Chinese spy balloon of the Winter Failure.
Just drifting
of their is, of their discography.
It is a very drifting song. Another thing that I wanted us to touch base on was I'm kind of curious of what you meant by introspective.
Like so like in this song, Bran is sort of wondering about Santa. He's wondering about Santa Claus, and it's interesting because it's not like obviously every child has, or most children have, like that moment where they discover the truth about Santa Claus. But it's not that. It's not like debating sort of is Santa real in a way. It's almost like debating who Santa is. Like is Santa who he says he is? Is Santa, because one of the lines is like maybe he's the Grinch. You know, and you don't have to be friendly to go down a chimney. Mm. And so it's not calling to the question the existence of Santa. It's more calling to the question like the person of Santa. Like who is this person? Is this person trustworthy? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, when you say it like that, it makes me feel like it definitely is a more introspective song from Bran. I don't feel like we get enough of that, at least of the two that we've FL and this, right? I don't feel
it's
like
rare,
I don't think we get enough of that side of Bran for this.
Like you would like, you're saying you would like more of Bran's introspection.
I think it's you know, I feel like Bran is the hopeful one of the two. Not that Dave isn't hopeful, but I think Dave is so, I don't want to say pessimistic, but I think he's more realistic about everything. Maybe I shouldn't say Bran's not realistic about things. I'm
but
just
if
saying
we look
from
at
the their
content
music
of the songs,
yeah,
like FL is a great example where like a lot of Dave's songs in FL do kind of have a little more of that, like I would almost say in some ways like there's some more disillusionment in FL coming from Dave. I don't get that from this album so far. Like we get Pokey. We've only listened to one song by Dave so far, but like Pokey is like a super fun, just like a good time song.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just like, I think the first time I listened to this song, I just to kind of share where I'm at with the song, it really didn't strike me as a Bran song, right? Obviously it's Bran singing, so I was like, oh, this could be his song. And we're still not 100% sure that they wrote the songs that they're singing on. They could have easily. You know, we've now been in a text chain with them. Don't worry. I know everyone is waiting for them to come onto the podcast. They will get here. When they do get here, we'll have no listeners. But when they do get here,
there will be no one. We will have no audience because the entire audience will be on the podcast.
Oh,
but
that's a
it'll
fear.
Be great. We'll have such a good time.
Yeah. But, you know, Dave in one of the messages was like, oh, now I need to write. He was talking about the first song, a Christmas song about boxing, like actual Santa boxing. So
that'd
it made
be great.
Me,
a boxing day boxing song.
So it makes me think that like maybe they're, you know, this isn't so like we've said before, this EP is not, the lines are blurred, who wrote it, what it is. And, you know, just because they're singing on it doesn't necessarily mean that they wrote all of it. I definitely think they played around and tweaked things on their own end. But that being said, I think that this song is, while I want to say, I want to agree with you that I think that this song doesn't fit the things that we've listened to for FL of what Bran has done. I do think his singing does. So even what I mean by that is, obviously Bran sounds like Bran regardless of what song he's singing on or whatever, but it's almost like the vocal arrangements of the song are still very much in the wheelhouse of how Bran would want to sing the song. And like it feels like it has Brand's fingerprints all over it on how he is. Dave is very, I think when I think of Dave, I think of him as like, he's very, when Dave is singing, and not just when he's like just singing, I think that this is just his instinct is he's very, to me, he reminds me of very guttural. And we've talked about this. He's got this, like, there's this like, oh God, I want to say it's a glottal stop, which means it's like this, like he's like, it's almost coming from the gut to where Bran doesn't feel like that. He feels very, you know, he feels very light and very like, it just feels like he's floating along it. Like he's almost like his type of,
it's like more head voice.
Yeah, I want to say it's head voice, but he's also singing in, he's singing in a lower register as well. It's not like he's singing in head voice the whole time. But what I mean by that is just, it's, even though the song, the lyrics and the instrumentation behind it doesn't sound like Bran in terms of it being this like upbeat. It's not like, this doesn't give me the upbeat vibe. This doesn't make me want to play this song and walk down the street like I am to
right. It's not, Christmas I would say it's with not you. Upbeat and it's not warm.
Yeah.
Like in the ways that like you would maybe sort of typically call out Bran song.
Yeah. So it's not upbeat and it's not warm. However, what I'm saying is his vocal arrangement, how he does the vocals is very much still in Bran's.
Mm-hmm.
It's
still his style.
It's still his style. There's still I could still feel an essence of him, even though we're taking away the, and that's not just because Bran's singing, right? It's not because I'm like, I know what he sounds like. But yeah, he just has a different, which is very interesting because Dave and Bran, I think, are two people, when you put them next to each other, look very different. And Bran would almost look like the type of person that would sing guttural, like would be more grounded. And Dave,
I was just singing the same thing.
And Dave
yeah.
would be like more like, I want to say floating is the word that's coming to mind, but maybe that's not it, but they're very opposite. Dave is very much that. And Bran is more flexible, is more, malleable. He's more, he almost has a, yeah, I wish I had a better word for it. I just don't. He's just, well, go ahead.
If I may, this is like, because you brought up a lot of interesting things. I agree with you on that, like, if you looked at Bran and Dave, you might kind of expect their voices to be swapped. And I think that's kind of funny. Bran in this song, like, though it doesn't sound like a typical Bran song, I do think that, like, one, it's a really cool one where he, like, shows a lot of vocal, like, dynamics and texture and I don't know if range is quite the right word, because it's not really like a, like the register isn't changing a ton, but I feel like the coloring on his singing changes several times in the song in a really cool way that I really enjoy, like in the bridge and in like the end tag and then during the chorus, they're all kind of in a little bit of different coloring. So that's really cool. And part of what I'm enjoying about this and bringing up Santa Fe as well is like we do have this kind of sense from our impressions so far of FL mostly and a little bit of this album of like what a Bran song sounds like and what a Dave song sounds like. But what's fun is seeing them like, well, really that they're much more flexible than that, really, you know, like that. It might be like, oh, the typical song maybe goes in that direction, but by no means are they trapped or locked into that style. And so it's fun to hear Bran, like in a different way than I would probably expect at this point. And what'll be interesting is as we dig more into their discography and listen to their new stuff and also maybe dig back into their old stuff, we've talked a little about doing that at some point, going back through the old albums. I'd love to see how our impressions of like what a Bran song and a Dave song change as we listen to more of their music.
Totally.
So those are some things that came to mind based on what you had brought up.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious for us to kind of pivot a little bit and talk about the lyrics. I think it's interesting. The song is called Santa Fraud. Santa Fraud doesn't get come up until the end. Like the lyric itself, Santa Fraud. Obviously, up until then, he is. Does he say Santa Fraud before that?
I think he does. I think in the chorus, I think he's like, how do we know that he is? Well, it's like, how do we know he's Santa Claus and not some Santa Fraud?
Yes. Okay.
It's one of the lines.
So,
but I'm getting a little confused on where that might come in. Cause there's also like, how do we know that he is who he is?
That's what I think is the chorus.
And if he is, how do we know that he is?
That I think what you're saying is the chorus.
I think
then,
so.
And then the tag, the first tag at the end is, what did you just say? How do we know that
is how do we know he's Santa Claus
and not some Santa Fraud? Yeah. Beautiful. We're lovely.
It's so easy to do this through Zoom. It's so great to sing together.
It's great. Yeah, we do a little duet. We know where we're going, and we can pick the right.
One of the episodes is just going to be us singing all their songs. Yes. It'll be beautiful.
Yes, it will be lovely. A cappella, and we just pick a key. And then the second tag is it's the suit. Anybody can put on a suit.
And also like any like you don't have to be I said it just earlier, something to come down a chimney. You don't have to be like kind or good or these are the wrong words. To come down a chimney. Yeah.
We're going off of just listening to it. I don't have things pulled up right in front of me. However, we'll play the tag. And then we'll also at some point we'll play the chorus. Because I don't think he says Santa Fraud in the chorus.
Nevertheless, I don't want to get too caught up on that part. And I want to
get more of the
bigger picture.
So I guess that that's what I was trying to get at, was that if he's saying Santa Fraud at the end, I get that that's what he's talking about up until then. I'm going to talk about lyrics and I'm like over here going, I have nowhere to go because I'm drawing a blank on the verse and the chorus.
Can you
can enlighten me.
How do we know that it's Santa Claus? Some Santa Fraud. They don't have to be friendly to come down the chimney. How do we know that it's Santa Claus? And not some Santa Fraud. Anyone can put on a suit and put on your boots.
I don't have the lyrics super locked in, but what I do have is like, it's really interesting. Bran, my favorite song of Bran's so far, I think continues to be Wonder, though it might be shifting as we're listening to more of their stuff. But I love Wonder. And in Wonder, Bran sings about like being the next Santa Claus, you know? And then in Boxing Day, right? Like we're closing out Christmas, we're putting it all away and we're holding on to our cup of kindness and we're moving into the new year, and then eventually Christmas comes around again. But now, after that, like we're now hanging out in Santa Fraud, and like this moment of questioning, you know. And it actually reminds me. So I'm gonna get biblical for a second because this is just what I've been doing recently. It reminds me of when like so there's like John the Baptist. John the Baptist shows up and he's like talking about, you know, that there's someone coming who's gonna be greater than him, and he's baptizing people, and then eventually Jesus comes and he baptizes Jesus and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God," and like kind of transfers in some way his authority over to Jesus and says, like, Jesus is the guy, follow him. Then John the Baptist later gets imprisoned by Herod. And while John is in prison, eventually he sends two of his disciples to go to Jesus and ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for another?" And Jesus' response is, among men, there is no one greater than John, but the least of those in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Really weird thing to say. But what I'm bringing up here is like, it seems in some ways to me that like John the Baptist, who's like one of the guys who was one of the first people to be convinced that like Jesus is a big deal, is in prison and has been in prison for a while. And he's beginning to like, it seems like he's beginning to doubt himself. he's like, are you really the guy? Or should I wait for someone else? Like, I'm in prison. Things are really kind of hard. Like, what's going on here? And Jesus' response is like, well, go and tell him, like, the blind see, the lame walk, the dead are raised. Like, go and tell him what you've seen. And that's his response. Anyway, just to bring that back into Santa Fraud, we've got, I want to be the next Santa Claus. And then we've got, like, you know, coupling on the cup of kindness. But now we have Bran, our, like, quintessential Christmas king, who's doubting Santa, right? He's, like, wondering about if Santa's, like, not if Santa exists, but if, like, Santa is who he thinks, who he says he is. Like, if Santa's a good guy, if Santa's, like, if he should trust Santa coming down the chimney. And so I just find that really interesting. It does, however, the very last part of the song, and then I'll kick it back to you, is, like, he's like, how do we know that he is who he is? Or something like that. And then it's just like, he like almost whispers it. He's like, but he is. I don't know if our connection got
no, got it bad didn't. For a Guess second. What happened? You there?
What happened? Yeah.
My battery died on the camera. Give me died. A second. I'm going to replace the battery.
Okay. Well, while that happens, I'm going to keep talking. All right. Well, I look at your face back in time, that moment when you were looking. yeah. Or bored. You're like, what is this guy talking about? So at the end of the song, we do get Bran sort of like continuing to believe that Santa is who he is. And this little whispered moment. And I don't know. Do I believe that? Like, do I believe that Bran believes that Santa is who he is? Is he like, has he convinced himself through the song, or is he just like, or is he like holding on to it because he's believed in Santa and doesn't want to let go of that? Like, I don't know. I don't feel like we kind of come to a resolution there, but there is a statement made at the end, which is interesting. I suppose it's a, like, he continues to have faith in Santa.
Give me a second here. We're struggling.
Yeah, we're getting the camera back together. it's focusing on the beautiful Flatiron painting in the background, which I like a lot. I think you got a great background. I need to improve my background. Yeah, but I'm curious. Once you're set back up again, Adam, given that. Those perspectives on kind of like the Santa question, if anything strikes you as interesting.
Yeah, now that we're back, we're here. So yeah, I think that I never really pulled the song from previously. What I mean by that is the first song and connecting it to this song, I think is very interesting what you just did, what you were talking about. Where it looked like I was sad. And what I was doing was, you're right, there is an echo at the end. I thought the echo was the last thing that he said, but it's not. You're right. It is he is saying he is. I don't think there's an answer on whether or not we think he is, does he believe Santa? Does he not believe?
Do you feel like it's earned? Do you feel like that last little like moment is earned in the song?
I personally think so. If we just took it from the song context, because I think that the song itself isn't not, it's within the song. He spends the entire time talking about how Santa could not be like, who is Santa, right? He spends the entire time being like that. People could be Santa. I actually have the lyrics here, which also another thing that we haven't talked on. I just want to touch really briefly. I like that the song starts with you better watch out. You better not cry.
Yeah.
So I think that's very interesting.
Good. Yeah.
I think it is earned because he spends the entire song talking about like having this doubt, or not doubt, but like a confusion of who is,
This question.
Yeah, the question of who is Santa? And so how do we know he is who he is? And then he ends it with he is. The actual last lyric that he has that at least was written and given to us that I could pull up is, how do we know it's Santa Claus and not some Santa fraud? Anyone can put on a suit and put on some boots. So, and then he also earlier he has the tag of, how do we know he is who he is? And if he is, how do we know that he is. But if he is, and I don't say that he is it enough to make me end up on the naughty list?
It's such a good question.
I think that's interesting. And I think,
can you give it to me one more time? Sorry.
So this is what I have for, I think this is the chorus, is how do we know that he is who he is? And if he is, how do we know that he is? Mm-hmm. But if he is, and I don't say that he is, I think is what that's supposed to be. Or if he is, and I don't say that is it enough to make me end up on the naughty list?
Mm-hmm. How do we know that he is who he is? And if he is, how do we know that he is? If he is, and I don't say that he is that enough to end up? For me to end up on the naughty list, something like that.
Yeah,
that's a really good question.
Yeah, I think, and so I think. Sorry, my head is itchy. So I think at the end, where you're like, "Is it earned?" I do think it's earned, because I think that he asks questions, right? That's not the only question he asks. You know, how do we know that he is who he is? And if that's a question, right? It's like a question, but it's like a run on. There's like multiple questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is, so yes, it is earned.
Cool. Yeah, I find myself a little less ready to pin it down on that question there, but I get what you're saying. Like, we do spend the whole time on that question.
Yeah. So really quick, you better not pout. You better not cry.
Yeah.
Or you better not. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you, hey, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into, but how do we know he is who he says he is? So I think it's very interesting to take lyrics from a well-known Christmas jingle, and that's the platform that we jump off of.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a, are we sure? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that classic song's it's a little scary, you know? You better watch out. You better not cry. You know, listen here, I'm telling you why.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town, right? Like, it's like you could replace that where it's like, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better listen here. I'm telling you why. Like, the police are coming to town. Like, the, you know, like the,
yeah,
like the gangs are coming to town. Like, the boogeyman is coming to town. Like,
yeah, he's coming.
It's a little bit like that, you know, he's going to come and get me.
Yeah.
But it's Santa. And the question that came to me in that moment is who is Santa? Like, what, like, yeah, like, what kind of person is Santa? Like, what would you say if I was to ask, like, what kind of person is Santa? Who is Santa?
That's a hard one. What are you saying? Do you want me to answer, like, who, what have we called Santa? Or am I answering
Well, like, what are his characteristics? What kind of person is he? What are his personality traits or values that he espouses,
so,
or something like that?
I can really kind of, I'm still like sometimes anti-Santa that the best I can do is probably tell you what I think of his personality traits.
Yeah.
Like, I think of Santa as pretty much the caricature of a jolly, happy, do the right thing attitude. Like, mm-hmm. that's how I view Santa. Yeah. This song, or the jingle, "You Better Watch Out, You Better," or "Santa Claus Is Coming to Town." We were listening to it when we were going to get our tree, and we were listening to the Bruce Stings, you know, the Bruce, what is that guy's name?
Bruce Almighty.
No, the other one.
Bruce Springsteen?
Yes.
You were so close. You just, I don't know why you lost confidence.
I don't know. anyway, he's like, you know, the live version, it's got really popular. I'm sure somebody knows where it was from, but there he's like, "Has everybody been a good boy and girl? Are you all ready for the toys?" That's what he says in the beginning. He's like, "You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why."
So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Stop saying to me.
So you're uncomfortable. We're listening to it, and I said, "You know, this song is kind of creepy." Santa's always watching you, and he's worrying about us. We better not pout. We better not cry.
Right.
So really, it's only if we pout or cry.
Right.
Which makes me think that some guy or woman, or better yet, some parent wrote this song and they wanted to give it to their kids to make them not cry and pout. Because I was like, wow, that's all that they care about. Is not mm-hmm. pouting or crying. And I was like, what if I'm crying in their tears of joy? What if I'm crying and the pouting and the crying is necessary?
Now, what if real tragedy has happened to me?
Yeah, I was like, mm-hmm. what? There's no other explanation other than you better not pout, mm-hmm. you better not cry. And right. when you listen to the live version, he's kind of creepy because he's like, "Have all you boys and girls been good?" And it's like, ugh. Wow, this is, I used to think as a kid, I liked that version, but then I was listening to it in the car and I was like, this is creepy.
Yeah.
This is a creepy. So that being said, I do think that is a very fascinating point to jump off of, to be like, hey, how do we mm-hmm. know Santa is who he is? Because I'm going to start with one of the creepiest songs, I think, as a Christmas song. And
yeah.
I'm a little creeped out by it. Not that that's what they're saying in this, but I could understand why they would start with that song. But let me ask you mm-hmm. then, what do you think Santa's characteristics or personality traits or whatever else you said?
Well, I want to agree with you really quick on just like, yeah, I think it's a great way to start the song. Really, really cool choice. Really interesting to kick it off and kind of contextualize the questions we're going to ask. We get different pictures of Santa. And so that's part of what's interesting is there's not really one picture. I mean, there's the classic like commercial version, which is like jolly old man, rosy cheeks, who gives out presents and drinks Coca-Cola with polar bears. And then there's like the Miracle on 34th Street Santa, who is like a bit, you know, he's a kindly old man, but is also a person of like real virtue, I guess, like, and is willing to kind of like call people out on their failings. You know, there's this like whole conflict he has with this psychiatric guy who works at Macy's.
Really?
Who's been like, okay, go for it.
Well, really quick, what's funny is you asked me the question what I thought of Kris Kringle or Santa Claus's character traits. I played Kris Kringle in Miracle on 34th Street in high school. And what's funny is I didn't even think of that as a reference. And I remember my director sat me down and he said, you're playing Kris Kringle, right? So Kris Kringle is real. We didn't even really talk or touch on Santa Claus, right? We talked about Kris Kringle as a person, as a human being. This is who Kris Kringle is. And then obviously he talked about why he felt like I could play it, but I don't like I didn't even touch on that I did that when we talked about the character traits. I automatically jumped to Coca-Cola and polar bears and jolly man running around. 'Cause that's who I think of Santa Claus. I don't even think of it. So I just think it's cool that you brought that up, because I didn't even think
yeah like 34 it's Street. Interesting. It's an interesting movie. It's an interesting story, the Miracle on 34th Street. Like, it's yeah, it ends in a courtroom with them putting Santa on trial, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's quite interesting. And so in that, you know, Santa is like, he's got very defined character traits, beyond being just like a jolly person. Like, jolly is probably not the most prevalent trait for him in that movie. He's kind and he's good. And he like plays with the kids and like make sure they get the toys they want. But he's also there kind of like, to sort of image the kind of like humanity that is possible, like goodness and humanity that is possible. So there's that version of Santa. And then there is like, one of my favorite versions of Santa, which is in the movie Klaus, where in that Kris Kringle is like an old woodcutter, who lives kind of out of town and, is a man who has like experienced real tragedy. And is like, over the course of the film, he goes from being this like isolated man who gets kind of who is just kind of sitting in his grief to being something more like the Santa we expect. But it's a much more communal story. It's not just about like him. It's about his relationship with this mailman in town and some other people. So it's a great film if you haven't seen it.
Is that animation?
Yeah, it's animated.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's the one. Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're going to be like,
so we.
The real one is Krampus. That's
Krampus.
Krampus, not Krampus.
Krampus. Krampus. I would love to see the Winter Fanboys cover a Krampus song, maybe for Halloween.
Cover
maybe they should
Krampus.
Do a Halloween single
hey,
for
there
Krampus.
It is. There it is.
Yeah.
You just they did
there
a Valentine's Day
guys.
One. Yep. There. That uh-huh. was free. That was free.
That's free. anyway, that's kind of what I got. That's kind of what I got on Santa Fraud. Really, like it's great. I think it's a really cool song. Great questions.
Yeah, it's asking real questions. I think that's the... Like, it's kind of like for me to be like, oh, you're asking who Santa Claus is, but it's actually really good to be like, to ask these questions. And I think it's really good mm-hmm. how they set it up to ask these questions. I think it's, yeah, I'm with you on that one. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's good questions. What did we say this was? What did we say? We said it in the beginning.
What did we say?
Oh,
this was?
I can't remember what we said. It's
what do you
Santa
mean?
Fraud.
Like,
Santa Fraud. Remember, we're like, we were ending the episodes before with like something
like
what
this
we
is
thought.
A.
This is a. Oh, what did right. we say this was?
This is Brand's introspective Christmas song.
That's
this is his.
Yeah, we can.
This is his like existential crisis Christmas song.
There we go. His. This is him. Go ahead.
This is the Winter Fanboys existential crisis Christmas song.
That's it. Winter failure, not Winter Fanboys.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my! You said
how narcissistic of me. I'll quit.
We did.
This is my last episode. I'm being fired for being really prideful. Santa's gonna come take me out.
He's gonna take you. Well, you didn't powder cry, so you're actually okay.
Yeah.
You
this
did.
Is the Winter Fanboy. Or gosh, I just did it again. I can't do this. I can't. I'm not getting paid enough. For this is the Winter Failures. Existential Christmas song.
That's good. And
it's great.
And on that note, we're going to end it there. I'm Adam.
I'm sorry. And stay frosty, my friends.
Yep. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming, or is he?